This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to Sports on a Sunday Morning. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman on this Sunday as the Cards play the evening game tonight. They'll finish up the series with the Cubs. And so Tom Ackerman has you covered on Cardinals duty tonight, pre and post game. And so therefore, I get to hang out here with you on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Glad you're along. That is Drew right over there. Drew Young is our producer extraordinaire here this morning and most Sunday mornings here for us. And we certainly appreciate all of his help and his work today as we take you through hour number two of the Graybar Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. And we've got, a busy second hour here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. First up, it'll be Lutz Pfannenstiel, and he did not appear last week. He was traveling, and so glad to have him back on the show this week. And we get to talk about a really nice city win last night. Nashville's a really good Eastern Conference team. They came in with one of the best goal differentials in MLS, and City really had a nice game last night, a complete game, got up 3-0, held on to that lead, held on to the halftime lead, which is something that City has not done particularly well on all occasions this year. I think I read Tom Timmerman had a tweet. I think it was the first time that they had a 2-0 halftime lead since the Sporting KC game, which was at Energizer Park, which of course did not go well. They gave up 2 second half goals in that one and ended up with a draw, but not the case last night. They get the win over Nashville last night, so we'll get a chance to talk with Lutz about that. We're going to hear from John Mozeliak. He'll join us at 11:30. That's his regular time here on the show. And I actually feel fortunate that I get a chance to be here to do that because I don't know that I'll get many more opportunities to chat with Mo here before he finishes things up with the Cardinals. And we'll finish up our show, of course, as always, with Bernie Mikolas and get the big dog's opinion on many topics, including Yadi back in the dugout. We haven't really talked about that. And he was back, of course, Friday night and last night. I don't believe that he is there again today. But a couple of days with Yadi back in the dugout, I think, was pretty cool. And, I don't know what it is more than just sort of a maybe an olive branch. And not olive branch is the wrong word because there was no really need to extend peace. It was an offering from Oliver Marmol. And he was excited about the opportunity to have Yadi back in the dugout. Of course, he managed Yadi his last year in baseball for the Cardinals. But he was excited to have Yadi back in the dugout. He actually jumped on Camo X this week on the Gas House Gang an extra time just to chat about the fact that Yadi was coming back. And we had a chance over the last couple of days to hear from several players, Joel Pozo and Wilson Contreras specifically. I would say two catchers, but of course Wilson is not catching these days. But just to hear them talk about what it was like to have Yadi in the dugout. I was talking to Wilson Contreras. We had him for the pregame show for our segment, our Inside the Clubhouse segment yesterday. And good chat. It was fun. He was talking about how Yadi is taking everything in, and he was just looking at him. And then, of course, as soon as we turn off the mic, as soon as we're done, he's like, Yadi's like a snake looking at his prey. And he gives this whole description. I was like, that would have been great on air. I would have liked to heard that story on air. But he was excited to have Yadi back in the dugout. He said at one point he looked over and it was just like, poof, head exploding from there's Yadi in the dugout. And of course, those two were pretty big rivals. Cards, Cubs, two big time catchers in that rivalry with Wilson, obviously, in the, you know, on the Cubs side, Yadi on the Cards side, and now they're in the same dugout together. But I think everybody really enjoyed it. And I think for the fans, you know, it was fun. It was a huge loud ovation even last night, the second night he was there, when Yadi came out to deliver the lineup card. So I do think all in all it was very cool. But I want to ask John Mozeliak about that. I want to ask Bernie Mikolas about that, just kind of their thoughts on having Yadi back in the dugout. I don't think there's any doubt that, you know, when you have the opportunity to bring those kind of former players, superstar players, Hall of Fame players back into the mix, the Cardinals have always done such a good job with doing that. And you go all the way back to how long Red Shaneyeast was in the dugout and how long Stan Musial was coming around the ball club, and the likes of Lou Brock and Bob Gibson and all those Hall of Famers, and not just on opening day when they parade them out in the red jackets, but all of the days that they do it, whether it's spring training, all of the other times that the Hall of Famers are involved. We need to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some St. Louis City SC soccer. The sporting director, Lutz Vanensteel, joins us on the other side of the break as the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday Morning continues from the Stiefel Sports Studio here on KMOX.
We're Leuven. Quirks one back post. Headed down by Padilver. Chested by Orozco. Prances and Edmund. Yes. He shoots and scores! Oh, see!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joey Zanaboni on Y98 last night as his city wins it over Nashville. 3-1 the final score at Energizer Park. Joe Pott back with you on the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. We're talking some St. Louis City SC. Again, they win it last night 3-1 over Nashville. A much-needed win for St. Louis City against a very good Nashville team. We're going to be joined here in just a bit by Lutz Vanenstiel, the sporting director for City SC. That was Jazzy Orozco with his first MLS goal, the call-up from City 2. And then it was the, our old favorite getting in on the act as well.
And we're losing. Reindeers one across the center line. Goes right side of the box. Klaus, right foot. He shoots and scores! Now that's St. Louis City soccer, baby!
Klaus banging one off the near post there for his eighth goal of the season. That puts City up 2-0. They were up 2-0 at half. They end up going up 3-0, and they win that game 3-1 last night against Nashville. Again, a really good win for St. Louis City last night over a good Nashville team. I mentioned it. This was a team in Nashville that is up in third in the Eastern Conference. They're one of the best teams as far as goal differential coming into the match. I think they were at plus 16 coming into the match. So nice to see City come back out of the break and get that big win. And it is nice to be joined by the sporting director of St. Louis City SD. He is Lutz Vanenstiel. And Lutz, congrats on the win last night. I imagine waking up today, that's a pretty good feeling to have after that game last night.
Yeah, Joe, thank you so much. Yeah, pretty good feeling. It was a good game. I think it was one of the most completest game we played this season. You know, it was, as you said, Nashville, they are third in the Supporter Shield, third in the Eastern Conference. So really a team which plays some good football. And it looked like over, especially the first half, they did a lot of control over the game. We created chances. Second half, we set a little bit deeper, but still looked dangerous on the counter. And yeah, definitely good to score three goals in front of a really good home crowd again. You know, the penalty we conceded, I felt really sorry for Roman Bürki because it was a great save. And with the way Mukhtar took that run on, you know, it was, yeah. He moved his legs and the referee did the right decision to retake it. But the way the penalty was taken before is something I think FIFA needs to look into in the near future.
A lot of what is going into the last month and a half or so of the regular season, right, is development and is figuring out, I think very much like the Cardinals, looking towards the future. So to get the contributions that you get from some of the younger guys, and specifically Jazzy Orozco getting that first MLS goal, that's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, he scored his second. He also scored in Salt Lake just a few weeks ago from a corner kick. But yeah, having a guy come up from City 2, you know, which came from Salt Lake, was on loan before in Europe in a smaller league, and we picked him up more or less as a project in the second team. Did really well under David Krejci already in MLS Next Pro, and then coming into the first team and now playing also already in the third different position. He played as a left back, he played as a center back, now yesterday as a right back. That just shows you, especially when he came to our defensive line, that we had too many players missing. Now the injured players coming back, which does help us a lot, to be honest, to get that structure back, also get the confidence back, and being now able to also field our three new players, which we signed this summer transfer window, had a good impact yesterday on this game.
Yeah, one of those Falu Fall makes his MLS debut for you last night. Just your impressions of how he was and the impact he made.
You know, a left-footed center back to find, it's not that easy. That's one of the hardest positions in professional football. So we put a lot of work in there to get a player in which directly can replace Joachim Nielsen, which was brought out last week after having a really bad time here with injuries from day one. And Falufal, yeah, physically very good, you know, strong, but also a good left leg to open lines. I think the game yesterday, he was man of the match. I think he deserved it because he defended really well together with Timo Baumgartl. They looked very solid, strong in the air, very physical. So definitely a player which is only 21 years old. And, you know, I mean, he still will make some mistakes. He's still in the development phase. But seeing that, what he did also against Aston Villa in that short time he played in the friendly and now at his debut gives us a very good feeling for next season.
Lutz Vanensteel is the sporting director for St. Louis City SC as they get a 3-1 win last night against Nashville at Energizer Park. Klaus gives you his eighth goal, but I think as important on that play, Edward Leuven gets his 25th assist in all competitions, but his 20th regular season assist, first in city history to reach that plateau. I think we know what he means to fans and how important he is, but nice to see a milestone like that for Leuven, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Edu, the way he performs week in, week out, if he's fit and also if he, you know, he really does so well considering his personal situation. That was a great game of him yesterday. I thought he was that leader, what we really need in midfield, like being very verbal, being very supportive to all the players around him. And then he has that that skill to play that deadly pass, have that great assist, you know, for the second goal with Klaus, but also when Sam Bing scored, also he was involved there with a good pass to Simon Becher. So Edu, when Edu is on the field, if you're looking through all the stats we had since we exist, when with Edu on the field, we are a different team because his vision and his way of controlling the midfield gives us a lot of mileage and a lot of class. And it's just great to have Edu on the field again.
I was talking about kind of development, and there's that preparation for the future as well. There's certainly a balance that goes on right there. I heard David Critchley, you know, talking in his midweek press conference about the fact that, look, this team is not mathematically eliminated from postseason competition, and there is a balancing act that has to be played with continuing to push in this 2025 season while also looking at the long-term future. Can you just talk about that balance and maybe what you're looking at, what you're evaluating as you look at, yes, success in 25, but also preparing this franchise going forward?
Yeah, you know, I look at the table, it's clear that it's very difficult to still manage to sneak into the playoffs. We are aware of that, but, you know, you need to think from that point, from week to week, try to win as many games as possible. And you saw some miracles in professional sports, in all different sports. So we are not eliminated yet. And I mean, that's something we definitely hang on and we work for. But at the same time, I think it gives us opportunities to now have been active on the transfer market, to sign only really younger players, to try to also prepare already for next season, to see, you know, we have lots of players on options. Who are we going to keep? Who are we going to let go? So it's a way that the players, it's up to them to show themselves, to prove themselves to the coaching staff and to myself. And I think that's a great advantage for us at the moment. Also giving youngsters opportunities. You mentioned Orozco, but also Mekhi Joiner coming on yesterday, you know, being an outstanding player in MLS Next Pro, scoring left, right and center. And yesterday, yeah, getting some minutes again against a good team like Nashville and had an impact. So that's great to see. So, yeah, I do look at it as a clear vision, what's possible and what do we need to adjust for 2026. You know, for me, it's very important to have a healthy squad. That was always the key in the last 2 years, which gave us trouble. So that's important to look at. And then, of course, try to find areas where we still need to improve, where we need to bring in new players. And that was now part one of the puzzle in this window. But then definitely for January, there still will be lots of things need to be done that we just have a strong squad for next season.
Lutz Vanensteel is the sporting director for St. Louis City SC. You mentioned Mekhi Joiner makes his sixth appearance with the team
last night. Can you kind of explain like what that looks like going forward for Joyner and maybe what the future holds for him?
You know, MLS rules when it comes to calling players up, it's pretty complicated. But so that was his last official call up now for this season. So there is still ways and mechanisms we can pull to give him more minutes in the first team. But at the same time, you know, giving him that experience is very important. But we have we have an MLS Next Pro competition as well. Makai is really young. That's a player for the future. I see him very much getting lots of minutes for next season for sure. I mean, that's an academy player, a homegrown player, which we have a lot of hope for, that he will be a big player for us in the future. But with Next Pro going really well, you know, being number one at the moment in the country and there's a title to play for, I think it's very important that young players, not just Makai, but players like Tyson Pierce, Caden Glover, Miggy Perez, that they do get these minutes in MLS Next Pro to play in a proper competition to get that winning feeling. And you saw, I mean, 12 games unbeaten in the table, number one at the moment. Today, a big game against Colorado, which sits on third. So that's also a great competition for development. And we do see ourselves as a team which wants to give youngsters opportunities, especially also homegrown local youngsters opportunities. And having already four homegrown players who debuted is amazing. And I think Next Pro is for us really, really important to also focus on that just at academy level. Yeah, we know the Glamour League is MLS, and that's what fans and people look out the most for. But there is also lots of work done in MLS Next Pro and in the academy.
And in reality, Lutz, your position as the sporting director, you have to specifically balance all of that, right? Building this from the ground up all the way through to, as you say, the Glamour League, MLS, but that's all under your responsibility.
Yeah, it's not just the first team, you know. I mean, yeah, this is what obviously the public looks at the most, and that's normal because this is where the focus is on. But as you said, it's important to have like a whole philosophy in place. I think, you know, we spoke a lot in the last 5 years since I'm here about playing style and playing philosophy. I think you saw that yesterday, Joe, really well, that our high-intensity game, if we're up for it, if we have a high player availability, we can play that game. And that's what our fans like. That's also, to be fair, what our fans are used to from 2023 when things went really well for us exactly in that philosophy. And I think that's where we want to go back, to be known as a team who presses high, who plays high-intense football, who is aggressive, especially at home. And then winning games is an important part of that. But, I think it's for us extremely important not to lose the focus that our development must play an extremely high role, even our community engagement, to give local youngsters opportunities at the youngest age. That's also part of my job, and I love that part of my job, to be honest, when it comes to not just the MLS part, but also the academy and the development part, because that's the future, and that's something which you will see in 5, 6, probably 10 years, players who walking through our ranks and make that debut in Energizer Park. I think that's what it's all about, that people create that kind of engagement with our young players, and we have so much potential in our academy. I see at the moment probably up to 10 players who really could become good MLS players in the future. And that's up to us to really, you know, look after these youngsters, to give them the opportunities, to give them the best training possible, to give them the best infrastructure. And I think the football culture and the way people follow football here in St. Louis is amazing. It's the best in the country by a mile. And I think That's, for me, a very important part that I can give that back to the community to get the best people involved in really looking after that development phase.
He is the sporting director for St. Louis City SC, Lutz Vandenstiel. Big win last night, 3-1 over Nashville. They've got Chicago next week on the road. Lutz, always a pleasure. Appreciate you taking the time today.
Thank you so much.
That's Lutz Vandenstiel. After the win last night, we're going to switch gears. We'll talk some baseball with the Cardinals. President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, joins us next here on the Gray Bar. Sports on a Sunday morning. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman. We're coming back on KMOX.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio.
Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman this Sunday morning on the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio. We're happy to welcome on the Cards President of Baseball Operations. He is John Mozeliak. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I am doing well. Kind of cool this weekend to see number four back in the dugout, Yadier Molina, in a Cardinals uniform. Can you talk about kind of how that came about, but also what's that mean to you to kind of see Yadi back in there?
Well, yeah, so he had, as you guys all know, a year ago, he was going to do some work for us, but had a lot of things going on and just was not able to really fulfill that. And then this year we went into it, seeing if there would be something that the time was right, he could come back and be with the club or do some stuff for us on the baseball side. And so, yeah, about a week ago, he reached out and had some interest in popping in town. And so Ollie and I spoke about it and thought it was a great idea. Obviously, you could see the energy that he brought, his knowledge, his wealth of knowledge, and just watching him, you know, as a coach, even it was a brief 48 hours, but just seeing how he like interacted with our catchers and what they were talking about. And, you know, obviously his street cred is real. The type of player he was, how he prepared. And I think just having some of our younger players get to experience that was neat. It was neat to see. And I think he really enjoyed being back, and it wouldn't shock me if we see him again this year.
Wilson Contreras was talking to us yesterday before the game, and he said, I looked over there, and his eyes are everywhere. You can see that he's just consuming everything, taking in, and he described him just as a baseball guy. So even a vet like Wilson Contreras, I think he was really kind of impressed by that.
Well, think about his career. You don't have the kind of success he does if you're not present, if you're not working towards something, if you're not intentional about things on a daily basis. And, you know, I do think a lot of times, you know, you kind of hear this phrase from time to time, getting to the big leagues is hard. Staying in the big leagues is harder. And when you have someone that spent 19 years in the big leagues, it's really impressive. And so he understands what it takes to understand that day-to-day grind versus, you know, understanding the short view as well as understanding the long view for a career. And so, like, any type of wisdom or insights he can share with people, I think that's beneficial. And for even someone like a Contreras who's been around the league a long time, still admires what you're seeing out of someone like Yadi, I think that's a good thing. And so, you know, our coaches were thrilled to have him back, and, you know, Ollie and I thought it was smart, and hopefully we see some benefits from it.
John Mozeliak with us here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. I feel like the last two games have kind of been a microcosm of what we've seen a lot of this season. Friday night, just it seemed like everything went well. Everything fell into place. You get great starting pitching. You get a little small ball. Last night, it fell apart in the first inning and just sort of snowballed. But that's really what you get from a roster which includes, obviously, a lot of young guys. Not a real superstar is that inconsistency. That's kind of what we've seen a lot of, isn't it?
Well, I'm not arguing. I don't disagree with that. But I feel like what we're seeing here is when our starting pitcher goes out and allows a crooked number for an inning or two straight, it just becomes a very uphill battle. You know, when you think about having success in this league, it tends to be where you have a pace, a flow of a game, and when you're already down 6-0, it's a struggle. You know, when you look at Pallante and Russo, I mean, they just got through four innings and they were probably just shy of 100 pitches combined. That's not a recipe for success. And when you talk about the sort of the pattern of the season, you know, when you look at when things are not going right for us, it's when we're struggling with our starting pitching.
There's a balance to be struck there. And I just likened this same situation with Lutz on the St. Louis City side, but there is a balance to trying to win games now over the last month plus of the season, with also preparing this franchise for 2026 and beyond, isn't there?
No, there is. And the one message, though, is it's we're not waving the white flag. Mm-hmm. Yes, we moved some players at the deadline, but we thought that was the most prudent decision to do so. But it really creates opportunities for others. And so really what you're hoping to see over the last 6 to 7 weeks is guys just taking advantage of this opportunity and making the most of it. And there's going to be some guys that get more opportunity than others just based on where they are in their career and what we're trying to accomplish. But my hope is that we can get healthy and we can put together a couple good wins and ultimately have these younger guys gain some confidence and let that spill over into the future for them.
John Mozeliak with us here on this Sports on a Sunday Morning, and we expect Jorge Alcala to be activated perhaps today. I was referencing Derek Gould's piece last night that he had that just kind of talked about that there was there's the need to perhaps just get some quantity as far as the arms, but there's more than meets the eye perhaps with Alcala and just more than a 6+ ERA, isn't there?
No, there is, and you know, one of the things that our scouting staff really liked about this guy is obviously when you hear like the word stuff, has a lot of velo, has the ability to really have swing and miss in a consistent way. Obviously, he didn't have the year he was hoping for. You know, our coaches think that they can help him. And, you know, for us to try to, you know, take a shot on goal, if you will, with a
very nice
waiver claim here is what we'll try. And so, yeah, we're like, look, I think we have to be realistic when you get these type of claims, but you also have to understand that there is a chance that they work out in a very positive way, and that's worth a try.
Before I let you go, do you have any update on John King? I know poor JoJo Romero, the only lefty there in the bullpen. Anything to report on John King's status?
Everything I hear is encouraging, so I think we'll probably have to have him go out some point this week for a rehab. And then if that goes smoothly, hopefully we have him back maybe as early as next weekend.
Rubber game tonight between the Cards and the Cubs. It certainly was nice to be in a full Busch Stadium last night.
Yeah, great vibe, right? And, you know, bummer that we kind of laid an egg, but it was great to see. And, yeah, the energy early on was sweet, but unfortunately it just got zapped pretty quick. So hopefully tonight we see something similar and we can have a great game.
John, I always appreciate the time and the opportunity to catch up. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.
John Mozeliak with us here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Cards and the Cubs will play that rubber game again tonight. That is a night game. So if you do have if you have your old pocket schedule there, just cross it out. It's a 6:10 first pitch tonight. Our pregame coverage here on Camo X is at 5:15. It's the Sunday night game of the week. And Tom Ackerman will take you through the pre- and postgame coverage for that one tonight. Appreciate hearing from Mo. We'll hear from the big dog, Bernie Mikolas, as we close out this edition of Sports on a Sunday Morning. Joe Pott with you from the Stiefel Sports Studio. We're coming right back here in your home of the Cardinals, KMOX.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday Morning. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now from the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio.
Back in our final segment here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman this Sunday morning. Bernie, I think about this all the time, but I gotta get some Born to Run to play when we bring you on.
Well, you know,
the old Bernie
yeah, that'd
show.
Be fine, but no reason to put pressure on yourself with that. So, because me being a big mouth, I'd probably talk over it anyway.
Well, Bernie joins us here in his regular spot on Sports on a Sunday Morning, and Bernie, Drew is trying to take my thunder here. But did you like Kevin Yachty back in the dugout over the weekend?
Yeah, I thought it was cool, and it was good to see him. It's good to see any of those. Well, I mean, he's one of the great players in college. Excuse me, he's one of the great players in the history of the Cardinals, and probably it commands as much respect in retirement as, you know. This is not meant to slight anyone else because the Cardinals have had a lot of great players who have retired, but you know, Molina and Pujols, and you know, in terms of, you know, among living Cardinals and Ozzie Smith, I mean, those three guys just command enormous respect in the game and enormous respect among Cardinals players and everyone in that organization. So to have them around, it's always a boost to the morale. And Joe, to me, it also serves as a reminder of what Cardinals baseball is supposed to be like. And it reminds the younger players that there's an obligation basically to carry that torch and to do their part, the very best they can do to get the Cardinals back to higher ground again. And I just think that that's a valuable message. It's an important message to send. And just his presence sends that message. He doesn't have to make a big rah-rah speech. He, like I say, he's living history. He's living history. I mean, he really is. And so when you can have living history in your own dugout, it's only for two games, but I thought it was cool.
And Wheels said it last week, but kind of shows, you know, Ollie pretty comfortable, right, to have Yadier Molina there next to him.
Yeah. You know, Ollie Marmol has handled a lot of this stuff exceptionally well. And even the fact that I said that, you know, people are going to be getting mad at me. But if you think about the almost impossible situation he's been in with the Cardinals in a state of transition, they're in a flux. There was a sudden and obvious end of an era. His first year as a manager was the end of an unbelievable era in Cardinals baseball. And the end of an era for a team that has won as much as they did, the end of an era can be really hard and really thankless. And, you know, it's funny because me and many other people complained about, well, you know, John Mozeliak had a great run earlier, but he's been in kind of a slump. And it's like, look at the rosters he's put together. The rosters are kind of mess. Boy, they lost their way as far as they don't develop young starting pitchers anymore. They let this fall apart. They let that fall apart. Bill DeWitt doesn't do this. He doesn't do that. Well, my answer to the people that will tell me that Ollie Marmol is like the worst manager ever. Well, you believe that ownership has failed terribly and you believe John Mozeliak has failed terribly. So why would you expect the manager to win, right? I mean, Ollie Marmol in many ways, you know, is kind of like, I'm not going to call him a victim, but he's in the same situation that has led many, many, many Cardinals fans to be fed up or disillusioned or whatever. Like but he's the one in the hot seat. And for some reason, you know, it's like he owns the team. He builds the roster. I didn't know that. I guess I learned something, but he's handled it with a lot of grace. He, despite what people say, he's a stand-up guy. He will answer any question, every question, tough. He'll take the heat and he'll say what he believes. And, you know, we don't have to agree with him. I don't agree with him. You know, I have a solid relationship with Ollie, but you know, I disagree with a lot of the baseball stuff, like over a course of time, and he knows it, but he doesn't mind it. He believes, yeah, I should be held accountable. People should ask me and bring their criticisms to me because I'm not going to run away from them. I'll talk about it. I admire that part about him. I really do.
As we come down to the final 45 games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whatever it is for this Cardinals season, do you feel like we have gotten any answers on some of those players that have that had the runway this year?
Well, I think even though he hit the wall, as they say, I think Matthew Liberatore certainly is a guy that you want to move forward with. And I'm not going to overreact to the fact his last 10, 11 starts weren't like his first 10 starts, because he's never had to go full season as a major league starting pitcher. I think you know that fatigue that sort of builds up when you haven't done something before. I think that's a natural progression for a first time starter who's still young. And I think that, you know, if you look at him and if you look at, it depends on if we're grading on a curve or not. But you know, I think Alec Burleson has taken advantage of it more than any Cardinal. In my opinion, you know, like Brendan Donovan and Lars Nootbaar shouldn't be considered runway players because they've been up here, you know, 4 or 5 years, especially Noot, who came up in 2021. I think that, and I wrote about this and talked about it on KMOX this week. I think that there's a couple of contradictions that have bothered me, whereas, Jordan Walker, the Cardinals are out of any kind of, well, I shouldn't say that, they're 4.5 out, but you know what I mean. The Cardinals kind of folded their cards, so to speak, when they made those trades. And yet, to me, that's the rest of the season Jordan Walker should start, unless he's got some kind of ailment or whatever. He just should start. There's no reason in the world to have him in the dugout. And Nolan Gorman, despite, you know, when the Cardinals were telling us about runway, 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 the two players they mentioned the most were Walker and Gorman. And Nolan Gorman, despite the fact since late May he leads the Cardinals in slugging and he's second in OPS, he doesn't strike out as much like compared to previous years. His swing and miss rate is down. I mean, all of the markers are favorable in terms of his own progress. Why does he have – last year he had over 400 plate appearances. This year he's a little bit over 200 plate appearances. So, I'm sorry, how is he on the runway exactly? He's going to wind up with fewer at-bats this year. I know he's on the IL a couple times. I know that. But that still wouldn't – just say he never was on those IL days that he missed. He still wouldn't – he's still not going to have – even if you would add them, he's still not going to have – as many plate appearances as he did last year when he was at his absolute worst. So I don't understand that. I don't understand the Walker and the Gorman thing. But I think, listen, they learned a lot about – they're learning a lot about their young relievers. I think it's good that they let Victor Scott play. Me and our friend and your friend and colleague, Kevin Wheeler, and I disagree on that one a little bit. And, yeah, they're going to have to start to see some offense from him. But that is a true runway player. They absolutely did just let him play. And we could think of some other examples too, you know, Ivan Herrera. I think they already knew what they had in him. But yeah, to play him more, you know, despite those two injuries, to get more of a look, they got to be happy with that as well. I think that all things considered, they've got to be pleased over Michael McGreevy, just the way he conducts himself, his professionalism, his maturity, the way he battles when he gets in trouble, and he's got some stuff. He really does. So. Those would be my thoughts, and I'm probably leaving somebody out, but I hope I cover most of that.
Do you think that we're seeing an Andre Pallante, the same kind of thing you were mentioning with Matthew Liberatore, that he's just running up against it? He was going into last night, he was already over his career high in innings pitched.
No, I don't, because he's been on the starter track for a while now, and you know, he made 21 major league starts last season, and he pitched much better. And even in spring training, you know, he wasn't quite as robust with his stuff and his velocity was down a little bit. And listen, I admire Pallante because he grinds. He absolutely grinds. He does not have the kind of pitching profile that's is going to lead to any kind of easy success. He's got to be almost perfect in like his location and getting all those ground balls. Like, he can't afford to miss because, frankly, his stuff's just not that good. So with him, it's become a thing, and I think all the fans would agree with this, where each start you really don't know what to expect from him. And, you know, that's not a good thing,
right,
for a starting rotation. You really can't count on him. You can count on him having a big heart and him competing his tail off and all that. But his stuff, you just never know if it's going to play on a particular day or not. Really, really inconsistent. So if this was a runway season for him, I don't think he would be considered a success. That's just me. Maybe other people disagree with that. I think they got to do better is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. And when somebody asked me on the postgame show about the rotation going forward, and I said I think there's a lot up in the air. And Liberatore and McGreevy were the two I mentioned. And other than that, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, it is. And I assume Sonny Gray will be
right,
back.
Sonny Gray.
Listen, the way Greg Matthews, even going back to the 80s, the way Quinn Matthews has gotten things lined up again, it's really exciting the way he's pitched for a while here, especially the last two starts where he's not walking people and he's striking guys out all over the place. I think it's reasonable to expect that Quinn Matthews will be in that rotation next season. You know, I think McGreevy will be, and then a wild card factor is Liam Doyle, because I do think he's going to be a guy who's quick to the major leagues, just the way Michael Wacha was back in 2012 when he came up in 2012. I think I always get confused, but when he came up in 2013, for sure, I think that was the year he came up, and look at the impact he had. So Liam Doyle could be a really big component in this, because if you got Matthews pitching well for a rookie pitcher, you got Doyle pitching pretty well, they'll take some lumps and all. But if you got those guys installed in your rotation next year, to me, that represents a huge step forward, because they're both guys that you drafted and developed and have shown real ability.
And guys that are a little bit outside of the mold of what we see from the previous regime, if you will.
Right, and I really love what they did in the draft, because they were pursuing a type of pitcher, mm-hmm. a style of pitcher. And even though those pitchers are a little they bring more risk, because guys who throw 98, 99 have more elbow injuries and things like that. Sometimes they can't control their fastballs, things like that. But their upside is much, much higher than when you draft a steady stream of like pitch-to-contact guys. That's really hard to pull off now in Major League Baseball, and the Cardinals have too many of them. And you really need to have more swing and miss. You can't rely on your defense to be superheroes every single night, you know, because the ball's always in play. So they really went out and tried to draft, you know, several, or they did draft several guys, not just Doyle, who have really, really, you know, throw really, really hard, and they have swing and miss, and they have the kind of those components that the Cardinals are looking for. Same with some of the guys that they got in trades at the deadline.
Jorge Alcala as well, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. Good call. You know, when I heard they claimed him and, you know, brought him in, and I kind of shrugged. But once I started looking into him, and you know me, I'm a numbers nerd.
Yep.
You know, I love to dig into stuff. You know, this dude throws 97, and he's got some secondary pitches that are okay. I think he needs a better one. But I'll be really quick with this. The thing that jumped out with me in 2024 for the Twins, if you go by adjusted ERA, which adjusts for league conditions, is it a high-scoring year? In other words, is the ball juiced up and is it flying out of the ballpark? You know, it's adjusted for league conditions and also ballpark conditions. So in 2024, you know, he was 37% above the league average in terms of adjusted ERA. He came back with the Twins, and he was terrible for the first couple months, and they traded him to Boston, right? And then after that, he was 30% above league average with adjusted ERA for the Red Sox. So this guy in the last 2 years has shown that he's pretty good.
Well, we shall see soon. Bernie, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
See you, buddy.
Bernie Miklas, that's it for Sports on a Sunday Morning. Joe Pott, keep it here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.